Good morning and welcome to Sounds of Praise, a ministry of St. Peter Lutheran Church and School in North Judson, Indiana. The St. Peter congregation, led by Pastor Daniel Speckert, is affiliated with the Lutheran Church Missouri Synod and, as such, is a community of faith which is Christ-centered and service-oriented, founded upon the gospel of Christ crucified and risen for all. We are Donna and Brian Ness, members of St. Peter Congregation, and we look forward to sharing Christ's Word with you through Scripture and song on this 13th Sunday after Pentecost. In the Old Testament reading from Isaiah 51, the remnant, the faithful of Israel, are told to look to the rock from which you were hewn. Joy and gladness will be found in Zion. We will hear more about the rock in the gospel reading for today also. We reflect on the joy and gladness in the hymn, In You is Gladness.
A reading from the 51st chapter of the prophet Isaiah. Listen to me, you who pursue righteousness, you who seek the Lord. Look to the rock from which you were hewn, and to the quarry from which you were dug. Look to Abraham your father, and to Sarah who bore you. For he was but one when I called him, that I might bless him and multiply him. For the Lord comforts Zion. He comforts all her waste places, and makes her wilderness like Eden, her desert like the garden of the Lord. Joy and gladness will be found in her, thanksgiving and the voice of song. Give attention to me, my people, and give ear to me, my nation. For a law will go out from me, and I will set my justice for a light to the peoples. My righteousness draws near, my salvation has gone out, and my arms will judge the peoples. The coastlands hope for me, and for my arm they wait. Lift up your eyes to the heavens, and look at the earth beneath. For the heavens vanish like smoke, the earth will wear out like a garment, and they who dwell in it will die in like manner.
As Isaiah was addressing the remnant of Israel, St. Paul also wrote to the elect in Rome, the body of Christ. He reminded them that the many members of the body of Christ were given differing gifts. Each was to make best use of the gifts given to him or her. We celebrate this in the hymn, Church of God, Elect and Glorious.
A reading from the 11th and 12th chapters of the letter of St. Paul to the church at Rome. Oh, the depth of the riches and wisdom and knowledge of God! How unsearchable are his judgments and how inscrutable his ways! For who has known the mind of the Lord, or who has been his counselor, or who has given a gift to him that he might be repaid? For from him and through him and to him are all things. To him be glory forever. Amen. I appeal to you, therefore, brothers, by the mercies of God, to present your bodies as a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable to God, which is your spiritual worship. Do not be conformed to this world, but be transformed by the renewal of your mind, that by testing you may discern what is the will of God, what is good and acceptable and perfect. For by the grace given to me, I say to everyone among you not to think of himself more highly than he ought to think, but to think with sober judgment, each according to the measure of faith that God has assigned. For as in one body we have many members, and the members do not all have the same function, so we, though many, are one body in Christ, and individually members one of another. Having gifts that differ according to the grace given to us, let us use them. If prophecy, in proportion to our faith. If service, in our serving. The one who teaches, in his teaching. The one who exhorts, in his exhortation. The one who contributes, in generosity. The one who leads, with zeal. The one who does acts of mercy, with cheerfulness.
In today's gospel reading, Jesus asked his disciples who the crowd said he was. He then asked them who they believed him to be. Jesus commends Peter's confession, calling him blessed. He also makes it clear that it was revealed not by flesh and blood, but by his Father who is in heaven. The keys of the kingdom of heaven must be interpreted in context with the teaching of Jesus in Matthew 18, verses 15 through 18, which speaks directly about forgiving a brother who has sinned against you. Peter's faith and that of the other disciples points us all the way back to the faith of Abraham and Sarah. Their faith and that of all the saints is firmly grounded in the promised Messiah, Jesus Christ. That grounding is reinforced in the hymn, "The Church's One Foundation."
A reading from the 16th chapter of the Gospel according to St. Matthew. Now when Jesus came into the district of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" And they said, "Some say John the Baptist, others say Elijah, and others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter replied, "You are the Christ, the Son of the living God." And Jesus answered him, "Blessed are you, Simon Barjona, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my Father who is in heaven. And I tell you, you are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church, and the gates of hell shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys of the kingdom of heaven, and whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly charged the disciples to tell no one that he was the Christ.
Thank you.
Thank you for inviting us into your home to share the love of Jesus with you. Whoever you are, wherever you've been, Pastor Daniel Speckert and the members of St. Peter look forward to meeting you. May you always seek the Lord throughout your life, remembering that Christ is your rock, and you can always take everything to Him in prayer.